This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories. First, solar eclipse underway at present. The eclipse to end at 2:23. This afternoon, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on promoting Ayurveda and yoga for better life on the occasion of International Yoga Day. Gandaki State reports 16 new cases of coronavirus today. And US President Donald Trump says he wants coronavirus testing to slow down amid its presidential election campaign. Now the news in detail. Solar eclipse is underway at present. According to the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the annual phase began at 10:50 this morning and will end at 2:23 this afternoon. The committee's chairperson, Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, informed that the solar eclipse can be viewed till 3 hours 33 minutes from Nepal. Meantime, Nepal Astronomical Society's chairperson Suresh Bhattwai said all the people can observe the eclipse adopting safety measures. The solar eclipse is being viewed as a partial eclipse from most parts of Nepal. However, from Nepali lands, Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhara, the sun can be seen 98% covered by the moon. Today is the 6th International Yoga Day. Due to COVID-19 pandemic, this year's theme for the International Yoga Day is Yoga at Home and Yoga with Family. On this occasion, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged all people to take his request to boost the immunity of the body seriously, attending a virtual program organized to mark the International Yoga Day today. Prime Minister Oli said the turmeric, ginger, frankincense seeds that we use as spices have been proved to carry medicinal qualities and therefore their use needs to be increased, saying Ayurveda and yoga are extraordinary medicine for human health. The Prime Minister stressed on the need for promoting them. He further said yoga that originated in Nepal has now become global and this highlights Nepal's history, civilization and pride. Prime Minister Oli said good health is a prerequisite to realizing the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. The Prime Minister also made it clear that for this, the government has forwarded the Healthy Nepal campaign. Prime Minister Oli also released a book on yoga published by the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. Also speaking on the occasion, Education Minister Giriraj Mari Pokhrel said yoga practice and study has been initiated for the school level and it needs to be widened so as to remain healthy. Likewise, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattwai, expressed the confidence that the book released today would help make yoga a lifestyle of the people. 16 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Gandaki State today. According to the morning bulletin by the State Health Directorate, 9 infected are from Baglung, 4 from Magdi, 2 from Parbat and 1 from Tanau districts. With this, the coronavirus has spread in all the 11 districts of Gandaki State. Mustang District was the latest to report of the virus yesterday evening. According to Director of the Directorate, Dr. Vinod Bindu Sharma, the total number of infected persons has reached 504 in Gandaki State. One person has died from the virus, while 49 people have recovered so far. Meanwhile, the result of 1,328 swab collected for virus tests is yet to arrive. So far, 8,751 swabs were collected. The National Flag Carriers, Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, and the Himalaya Airlines continued chartered flights to bring home Nepali citizens left stranded in several countries due to COVID-19 crisis. The Nepal Airlines is making 3 flights to Doha of Qatar, Riyadh of Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. NSA informed that flights towards Doha and Riyadh have already taken off while the flight from Bahrain has been scheduled for 9 p.m. today. As said by Tribhuvan International Airport General Manager Devendra Kesi, the NSA flights would pick up 246 people from Riyadh and 149, including 3 children, from Doha to bring them back to home. Similarly, the Himalaya Airlines will be bringing 153 Nepalese from Abu Dhabi. The airlines is scheduled to operate chartered flights for 9 destinations for the next 4 straight days. People who had gone for walking in neighboring India continued to return home from the Srinagar custom points. Following the scare of the coronavirus infection, thousands of Nepalese have returned home. So far, 83,020 Nepali have returned from various parts of India using the Srinagar transit point. However, the number is gradually decreasing in the recent past. Information officer at Kailali District Administration Office, Shiva Rajoshi, informed that earlier, as many as 6,000 people used to enter Nepal in a day basis, but that number has now dropped to 400 to 500. You are listening to 2 p.m. English News Bulletin from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he wants coronavirus testing to slow down while six campaign staff members tested positive for coronavirus. Gathering a smaller than expected crowd, Trump sought to reinvigorate his re-election campaign with a rally in Tulsa of Oklahoma amid anti-racism protests in cities across the country and a still strong coronavirus pandemic. Even as the coronavirus death toll in the United States is nearing 122,000, Trump declared on Saturday night that his response to the pandemic saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Trump suggested that he wants to pace up COVID-19 testing in the U.S. to slow down, blaming it for the rapid rise in the number of confirmed cases he announced at the beginning of his election campaign. More than 50,000 people have died from the coronavirus in Brazil, becoming the world number two hotspots for the virus infection. Brazil's health ministry has confirmed 1,022 fatalities in the last 24 hours. Brazil confirmed its first case of the novel coronavirus on 26th February and passed 1 million cases on Friday. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the world to use yoga to battle the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed the lives of 460,299 people and infected more than 8.5 million. Modi, during a televised address on the occasion of the International Yoga Day, said if our immunity is strong, then it helps in fighting against the disease. Modi appealed people to perform pranayama, a breathing exercise to strengthen their respiratory system. COVID-19 is a respiratory infection that is severe cases, causes shortness of breath and lung failure. The country's health ministry saw an increase of 14,516 COVID-19 cases yesterday alone, taking the total to more than 411,000, with more than 13,000 deaths so far. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Solar eclipse underway at present. The eclipse to end at 2:23 this afternoon. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on promoting Ayurveda and yoga for better life on the occasion of International Yoga Day. Gandaki State reports 16 new cases of coronavirus today. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he wants coronavirus testing to slow down amid presidential election campaign. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.